This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 210 for Tuesday, January 5th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts are up sharply on Tuesday, hitting fresh highs in the front months as gains in Chicago soybeans provided spillover support. Canola was up 1-2 over $11, the most active March contract ending up $10.20 at $645.90 per ton. That contract had briefly traded above the psychological $650 per ton mark today, as speculators were back adding to their large net long positions. Chicago soybeans touched their strongest levels in more than 6 years, with South American production concerns driving that market. Harvest operations are just getting started in Brazil, with a dryness earlier this growing season there likely cutting into the size of the crop. Broad weakness in the U.S. dollar internationally was also supportive for the grains and oilseeds in Chicago. However, relative strength in the Canadian dollar did temper the upside in the canola market to some extent. Scale-up farmer hedges and ideas canola is looking overbought also slowed the advances. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all up sharply, with some of the biggest gains in soybeans. Soybeans posted near-limit-up gains at one point, with the March contract up 34 cents at the close at $13.47 per bushel. Chart-based buying was a feature, with some stops likely hit on the way up before profit-taking came forward to take values off their highs. In addition to the South American weather worries and activity in the currency markets, beans were also supported by solid domestic demand. The USDA latest crushing data showed 191 million bushels of soybeans were processed in November. That was down from the all-time record hit the previous month, but still a record for November and a 9.4% increase compared to last year. Corn, it moved up in sympathy with beans, as the grain has some catching up to do in order to encourage acres this spring. March corn up 8 cents at 4.91 and 3 quarters per bushel. Wheat futures are also up today, with the weakness in the U.S. dollar making U.S. wheat more attractive on the global market. Minneapolis spring wheat up 8 cents in March at 6.07 per bushel. Kansas City 10 cents higher in March at 6.09 per bushel. And Chicago wheat up 12 cents in the March contract at 6.54 per bushel. Condition ratings for U.S. winter wheat as of the end of December showed improvements in many of the major wheat-growing states, with Kansas now at 47% good to excellent from 33% the previous month. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, January 5th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.